This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Here we go. It's a Friday. Hartman Harrigan. You got Mark Fry with the news. We're here until 3. Darusha follows us. Plenty to get to. Is the hype already dwindling? Are you disappointed or are you elated? This, Dave Harrigan, was going to be Superstorm 2025. Exactly. What else? We had our polar vortex. Well, we're getting vortexed again. It's well below zero for a while, coming up as your lows. But a few days ago, it was 10 inches of snow. And oh, goody. I mean, you called for it. You begged. You pleaded. You goaded. You asked. You cajoled. You wanted snow. You basically said, I'll summarize. You correct me. Because I'll get it wrong, probably. You said, either give us 60 to 70 degrees or give me snow. Give me liberty or give me snow. Is that about it?
That's about right. I said, you can't really have a whole lot of fun in this, you know, upper 30s, low 40s garbage. So if we're going to have a winter, give me a winter. Let me kick the kids outside in the snow.
So now, I mean, we just had Schaefer. Now it's 2 to 6 inches. And if they're pulling back this quickly, I'm saying, Metro, put it down in ink. Where are we going to judge this? Chanhassen in the airport, where are we going to judge it? 2 inches.
Two inches. Not 2.5?
2 inches. It's not living up to it.
Wow.
Make up your sick jokes on your own. I'm not going there. It's not going to live up to the hype. So I want to know, text and calls, are you like, fabulous? I got stuff to do. Even though it's a Saturday, I'm driving around. I got kids events. I got a party to go to. I'm meeting with the Minnesota Psychics as we're trying to challenge the California Psychics. Great. It's going to be 2 inches. Or I'm ticked. I am ticked. I wanted a snowstorm. I wanted the 8 inches. Let's go. And by the way, Dave Harrigan, what constitutes, what requirements in your mind, noted former meteorologist, not a lot of people know that. What do you need for it to be classified as a snowstorm? Part-time former fired meteorologist Dave Harrigan, what do you need for it to be classified as a snowstorm in your fertile, inventive mind?
Well, I think you need one of two things. I think, A, you need just a large amount of snow, and I think we're talking 5 to 6 inches or more, Or if you're going to be a little less than that, you need heavy winds. Heavy winds blowing it around, you know, that's blizzard-like, blustery conditions.
Well, I think you have to have the snow no matter what, right?
Sure, but I'm saying if you get even a, you know, a 3 inches with no wind,
not a snowstorm.
Is not a snowstorm. Mm-mm. But if you're adding in the heavy wind where you've got some maybe whiteout conditions, tricky conditions on the roads, you can bump that up to being a legit snowstorm.
I think it still probably has to be a little more snow, but I think the wind, you're right, and it sounds like...
Of course I am. I'm the former fired meteorologist. You're not. Stay in your lane.
I would like to still be, because I don't get why Schaefer is only the chief meteorologist at TV and not the chief meteorologist here.
Well, you complained when Douglas was the chief meteorologist here, even though he was the only legit meteorologist, and now you're complaining the other way? Once again, there you go, two-siding the issue. Just call you DeRusha.
I would have changed already multiple times and made an Instagram out of it. I would like to be the WCCO Radio Chief Meteorologist. We don't have one right now.
You can be. You don't have the credentials.
I guess you do. I mean, you went to school. You need to have Gus. You need to have Dylan. You need to have blowing in the wind. You cannot have, I mean, if it's then 6 inches, okay, that's a snowstorm.
Yes.
But you're right. If it's 3, that's more than a dusting. You know, that's just a normal February winter day.
Yeah, that's a snowfall. Okay, move on.
So for me, tomorrow it's going to be 5 iron and 6 iron. That's going to be my biggest decision.
Yeah, tough for you.
You know?
Either way, you're going to chunk it, so what's it matter?
That's probably true. What do you want tomorrow, Dave Harrigan? Do you want Superstorm 2025? Or are you hoping that I'm correct, we're going to get 2 inches and it doesn't live up to any of the hype?
I would love a good 3, 4, 5 inches. If it would be nice if it would be pushed more towards the afternoon, because we have some morning things with the kids.
Oh, okay, so it's all about you. Is that what you're
saying?
You
asked what I would like. You literally asked what I would like. So, yes, this is all about me.
You.
If it has to be morning, fine. We'll deal with it. We'll get around town. Okay. But, yeah, I would like some good amount of snow that's going to stick around for a little while. Like I said, I want to kick them outside to go sledding in the yard and build a snowman.
All right, we don't talk that much weather on this show. In fact, we make fun of how much the station talks weather, but let's discuss it here. What do you want tomorrow? Do you want the 6 inches of snow? Do you want the wind to come out of nowhere? Or you're like, hell no, it sounds good in theory. I got stuff to do. And I don't need to put up with the goofballs who don't know how to drive in this. And are you missing the snow at this point? As we sit here, February 7th, where we basically have a repeat of last winter. Is this it, man? Because maybe we have our new yearly weather pattern. Because for years now, April has stunk. You're with me, right? April, massively overrated and getting worse.
Yeah, you get like 5 good days in April.
And October is better. October is a better month. Don't get with me with November being better.
No.
But so spring stinks, and October is better. Why? Because it's a little bit more like summer. That's why it's better. So are we done with snow? What do you want to say? Make yourself a meteorologist. Text in, quote your favorite meteorologist, and let us know. 651-461. 9226 on CCO.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's a great Eagles tune. Are we doing covers of the Eagles somehow? What are we doing here?
No. This is the actual Eagles. This is not a cover.
I thought it was, but then I was a little confused. It sounded just a little different.
No, that's the regular Eagles. Take it easy. It's a girl, my lord, and a flatbed Ford slowing down to take a look at me. Chad, today we are honoring marketing. We are honoring commercialism. We are honoring the only thing that people really care about coming up Sunday evening, that being Super Bowl commercials. Mm-hmm. And we have songs related to the companies that have spent the most on Super Bowl advertising over the many years of the big game.
We're going to get to a story later about how much money actors are getting paid to be in commercials now for the Super Bowl.
$10 an hour.
Staggering. I mean, what is the 32nd? Is it eight million?
$8 million.
Is that about what this show is? Are we in a similar figure?
We're slightly lower, but we're looking at raising the rates.
Just a little bit. All right, I got Patrick Hunt, who's been with me for decades, the guru of Hunt Atkins, as good an ad agency as we have in town. Patrick's going to join us on Monday. We're going, Dave, 1:35 with Patrick reviewing the commercials. Somebody asked him on Major. So Major's going to be here today. Major normally is locked in about 10 minutes from now. But the president meeting with the prime minister of Japan and already did like a 15-minute Q&A in the Oval Office. But it appears they may be doing another formal press conference. Donald is out and about, that's for sure. So because of that, Major, again, selfish. I mean, he's staying with the big CBS as opposed to us. So we're going to work in Major whenever schedule works. So Matthew Collar on the Super Bowl is about 10 minutes away. Matthew, kind enough to move. Normally Collar a staple around 205. Someone wants me to ask Major if he has any plans for any podcast similar to Agent of Betrayal. I think the last time I brought up Agent of Betrayal with him, Dave, there was talk of a movie. Remember we brought that up?
Yeah, there was something like that, which I would be excited to see because the podcast was so good.
Yeah. Why am I blanking on his name right now? Robert? What is his name?
It was a very common last name, too.
Agent of Betrayal. Yeah, what was the gentleman's name? Hold on a second. I'm going to punch it in. Agent of Betrayal podcast. Double
Robert
Life
Hansen.
Robert Hansen. That's
yes.
Right. Yep. That exactly. Just stunning how long this went on with Robert Hansen and what he was doing with the double life. You know, the fact that he had so much access to so much information, and it just went on and on and on. And the fact that Major was able to get so many people together to lay out, you know, what he did and how long he was betraying our country with the FBI, and that they never, ever, ever suspected him, and then had clues and would look the other way. And considering the access, the drama that was brought to it, great stuff. So we will bring that up again. All right, among the let's take a call first. Nancy wants to chime in.
Just left us. Nancy
Drew. Oh. See, we went to Agent Betrayal, and Nancy said, I'm done with you.
Yeah, that's what happens. Perhaps she was in the corner of Robert Hansen.
She wants more FBI spies? Is that what you're suggesting?
Could be. I mean, just for the drama's sake, to get another podcast, maybe it's worth it. I don't know.
Among the texts coming in, on, are you happy that this snowstorm seems to be dwindling? Or and do you want 7-8 inches? Or you good that this might not turn out? I'm deciding it's 2 inches. It's not living up to the hype. Investigate and shut down big weather, Joe from Egan says. Yep, big weather. Another text, there's absolutely nothing good about winter. It sucks, so less snow is better. What do you think about that? He's attacking you. You're the one who is demanding snow. And Joe said, this texter says, no, the whole thing stinks.
I'm demanding that we get one or the other. None of this, you know, half, you know, 1 foot in winter, 1 foot in spring kind of weather that we get. Pick one. Either give us warm temperatures or give us the snow. Don't give me a little bit of snow here. Then we're going to kind of melt it. No, I like skiing. I like sledding with the kids to an extent. I'd much prefer they do it by themselves most of the time.
Yeah, I was about to push you on that.
But as long as they're out of the house for a little while, yeah, it's all good.
So in other words, it's just some way to move your children away from you.
Well, look, we got a house guest staying next week, okay? I want to get some cleaning done, and I don't want them to wreck it.
Is this a house guest you really want at the house?
Yeah. Yeah, it's she visits us every year. It's my wife's aunt, and she's lovely and very helpful when she visits.
How is she helpful?
Keeps the kids out of our hair a little bit.
Okay,
volunteers
so
to
again,
read,
it's
volunteers
just
to read books at bedtime. Helps with the cooking. Picks up after
it
herself.
It seems like every part of this conversation turns to you not wanting to spend time with your children.
Well, you've been a—I mean, you are a parent. You understand?
I do. I do. Okay. I'm leaving early Sunday morning, 3 to 4 a.m. to Indianapolis. Will the roads be good by then? We don't know what's going to happen. That's an early drive to Indy, too, huh?
3 to 4 a.m. Sunday. Roads will be fine. I believe Schaefer's thinking we're going to wrap it up by dinner time, or as he said, supper time on Saturday.
No. You a supper guy?
No.
I don't think, outside of kidding, I've ever said, hey, I'm going to make supper, or what's for supper? Or where should we go eat for supper? It's just more of a rural, and is it also more of an age situation?
I think it's an age situation.
Texter, I will never complain about 90. Gives me the right to complain about the winter cold. That seems fair. I want the big snow so I can put my kids to work. They need to toughen up and earn their keep.
See?
Dave wants to kick his kids in the snow. That's it, yeah. I'd like a good old-fashioned blizzard. Bring it. It does change it, too, when it's on a weekend versus a weekday, right?
Oh, huge. Huge change.
Yes. I love winter. I'm reading all your texts here. I want a foot of snow. I want to be able to ski on every trail in the Twin Cities and frolic in the powder. July is the best. With this one, will we receive American snow or will it be domestic snow?
Aren't those the same thing?
How much money did USAID give to the Twin Cities weather terrace? Yeah, I'm sure we'll find out that, right?
Yeah, could be an issue.
More text here. I work in the ski business. This is money falling from the sky. Except for the part where the meteorologists tell everyone to lock their kids in the basement and hide until it's over. I want 10 inches of snow tomorrow. Please refresh my memory again. What season is it for Adam Carter's calendar? That's a good point. I don't even know anymore. The calendar changes very quickly. Okay. I just bought my snowblower after my 32-year-old snapper died. I want snow. My God, that's a long run.
Yeah. Well done, snapper. Well done.
No kidding. Chad, you're wrong. Do you go to dinner club or supper club? Go team supper.
Good point.
Another text. My snowplow is hungry. If you paid the monthly rate for your snowplow guy, back-to-back winters, you bad investment.
Yeah. Yeah, big snow plowing has really taken advantage of people over the last 2 years. And I think this weekend, we're starting to get a little comeuppance. That's good. Get to work.
I think the snowplow guys and gals are getting paid per month. If we get an inch, they're going to show up at your driveway and, like, waving at you. See, I'm here. I'm doing the great work.
Sign up for next year.
Yes. Oh, look at this text. This is a number I remember. Very nice you'd be so concerned about the snowfall in Minnesota while you're in California, Moose Miller. I said earlier, I got my debate tomorrow is 5 or 6 sign. Let's see. Supper is both an age thing and a rural thing. My parents said supper. I'm 72 years old, and I say dinner. Yeah, I have not worked in the supper. That's not me. All right, let's get to football. Now, Major's on today, but we're waiting on the president's schedule, and so Major has his commitments to CBS. But guaranteed, before the show is done, you'll hear from Major Garrett. Collar, Super Bowl, next. This is how dedicated Collar is to football. Here we are. We had the big NFL awards last night, KOC winning. JJ's up there. They're featuring Sam Darnold. We got the Super Bowl. And this guy is focused on Kellen Mond. Where is Kellen demonstrating his skills next?
He's going to be playing in the UFL for the San Antonio Brahmas.
Is it possible that Mike Zimmer will play some role with that team?
You know, I do think that there is a restraining order that Kellen has against Mike Zimmer. He's not allowed to come in within 150 yards of Kellen Mond. But his coach is actually an old-school defensive guy. Wade Phillips is the guy coaching the Brahmas. So can't wait to watch the UFL again.
How old is Wade? Wade's got to be close to 80, right?
Yeah. So last year, Wes Phillips is the Vikings offensive coordinator. Yep. So we were talking to him last year about Wade Phillips at the Thanksgiving dinner table and how, you know, he grills Wes, why'd you guys do this? Why'd you guys play this coverage or run this play at this time or whatever? He's just like, we got it, Dad. We got it. But yeah, that guy, he still loves coaching. So he's out there doing it.
77. Wade Phillips.
Wow.
Go ahead, Wade. Okay, Kevin O'Connell wins last night, Coach of the Year. Should it have been O'Connell, or should Dan Campbell have won that award?
It's a really hard one because Dan Campbell did an incredible job. They won 15 games. I mean, they, at the end of the year, played the Vikings for a chance to have that number one seed, and they pummeled the Vikings. And, you know, Dan Campbell also went through a lot on his roster that the Vikings did not deal with. I mean, the Vikings lost Christian Darrisaw this year, but did they have any other major injury that kept anybody out for a long time? And here's the Detroit Lions playing guys that they picked up off the street and are throwing them out there in big games, and they end up at 15-2. So, you know, Campbell, it also can't be understated. We've now just accepted that the Detroit Lions are really good. How much of an absolute laughing stock that franchise was before Dan Campbell got there. So he deserves all the credit in the world. But, you know, I think a lot of times what these awards end up being are, how much did you surpass expectations? And the Vikings surpassed expectations unlike any team maybe ever. I remember looking at this, the biggest production and wins over what was expected by Vegas before the season. And the Vikings either were the biggest or second biggest or something like that ever. So the fact that most people thought they were going to be a bottom dweller in the NFC and drafting high, and instead in week 18, they're playing for the number one seed. I think that all traces back to the coach. And we just, like I said, we just get used to things like, oh, well, Sam Darnold, I guess he's just a pretty good quarterback. Like, wait a minute. When Sam Darnold got here, everybody thought he was about the worst quarterback in the entire world. And again, that is KOC and his staff working with Sam Darnold and maximizing every ounce of talent that he had to get to a 14-win season.
It's our guy, Matthew Collar. I'm looking at Purple Insider right now, purpleinsider.football. The mailbag is there. Positional value changing. J.J. McCarthy speaks, looking and reacting to ESPN's 50 free agents. You can find podcasts. You'll find analysis of the Super Bowl. It's just a great site. It's worth your time all year long. PurpleInsider.football. Okay, take me through KOC's comments on Sam Darnold, and then again, KOC's comments on Sam Darnold. How were these misinterpreted, or did KOC have to walk back some things?
Yeah, so a Lions reporter put it out there that KOC, and I'm not sure exactly where this happened. Was it like there's red carpet and you can just ask questions to people, and then there's press conferences after he wins Coach of the Year, and then there was his press conference with the local media and other interviews. So it's somewhere he said something about him and Sam Darnold winning trying to win championships together in the future. And of course the reaction was, wait a minute, did he just sort of spill the beans that they want Sam Darnold back? And then when he did his press conference with the local media, he clarified the comments with a classic KOC word salad answer about how Sam Darnold has earned the right to be a free agent. I just retweeted another interview he did with XM today at Radio Row at the Super Bowl. Same kind of thing. He's earned the right to be a free agent, but hey, we're in a really great position because, you know, maybe it's with us, maybe it's with someone else. So he's kind of playing this, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm sure that Kevin O'Connell has very strong opinions on how to handle this. But also, I tend to believe that this is not completely sorted out just because of the way that the offseason tends to work, which is right before the combine, every team gets together. They have their free agency meetings where they go over their plan and what they want to get out of the combine from meeting with agents. So then Sam Darnold's agent will be at the combine. They'll sit down with him. They'll have a conversation about where he stands with everything, and they'll lay out their plan. I think as soon as they lost to the Rams the way that they did, we all decided what the plan was going to be. But I've kind of sat in the camp of, I don't think this is just a total lock that they move on from Darnold. I mean, I think it's more likely than not, but I could also see a world where Kevin O'Connell says, I would rather play it slow with J.J. McCarthy and not worry as much about a year of his rookie contract. I would also like to follow up a 14-win season with another trip to the playoffs. And if you've looked at the Vikings' opponents for next year, it is a problem for whoever is playing quarterback. There are tons of great coaches, great defenses. It's a really hard schedule. So are you ready to throw J.J. McCarthy to the Wolves with huge expectations, a really hard schedule? I don't know. Like, I could see where Kevin O'Connell would say, let's make this work for one more year while we develop McCarthy. I could also see where the front office might be like, but let's not, because I want to spend all this money on free agents. So I would kind of be curious about the different camps, but I don't think that Kevin O'Connell actually showed his cards. I think that he always speaks positively and excitedly about quarterbacks, even if it's Brett Rypien or Nick Mullins or whoever. So I don't think that he just sort of told us the answer to the question.
When McCarthy talked for the first time, and he talked with Rich Eisen early in the week, I didn't think anything was that earth-shattering. It just seemed like a young guy who knew what to say, and he's been in the spotlight before, obviously leading Michigan to the national championship. Did anything grab you at all about those comments?
Yeah, if there was anything that I would try to take and make into a guess about what's going to happen, it was actually McCarthy's comments more than KOC, because McCarthy did not strike me as a guy in his comments that had been told you're QB1 right now and get ready to start 17 games this year. He talked about sort of the business aspect. He said, you know, hey, this is the NFL. Nobody's going to cry any tears for you and things like that. His comments sort of leaned more toward it's realistic that he could be QB2 for this year. Now, again, that's trying to take one interview and a couple of quotes from a 22-year-old guy. But McCarthy is as good at talking and expressing himself as any player that I've been around. So I think that but he's also very honest. Like, we've run into this at the podium before where, you know, he just sort of starts telling us how it is very earnestly. And I felt like his comments to Rich Eisen were pretty honest about where, you know, things are at right now. And I think, you know, the players are always the last to know about everything. So it sounded to me like in his conversations with Kevin O'Connell that O'Connell has prepared him for the possibility. Now, there's so many moving parts. It's not just, do you want Darnold back or not? It's what kind of franchise tag? What are the offers in the trade market? What would he want if he was going to sign a short-term extension? Would he want a full no-trade clause, or could they sign him to a short-term extension, really treat it as a one-year deal, and then trade him next year, which his trade value is not going to go down because he plays the quarterback position? That's why they have to have all these meetings. But it sounded to me like a guy who was told it's possible that Darnold comes back. But that's only trying to read the tea leaves at Radio Row in February, because there's nothing else to do right now.
Let's pause with Matthew from Purple Insider, purpleinsider.football, as I've said many times, absolutely worth your time. Let's talk the game on Sunday. KC, will it be three straight, or will the Eagles get another Super Bowl? By the way, they won one, as we know, in Minnesota not that long ago. Back with Matthew in moments on CCO. Major Garrett, early next hour, just after traffic and weather, we continue with our guy Matthew Collar, Super Bowl Sunday. Compared to a typical Super Bowl, Matthew, where is your excitement level for the Chiefs and Eagles?
Well, I think when the ball is booted off, I will be very excited to watch the football, because the matchup is amazing. I mean, we've got the best quarterback. We've got the best roster. We've got great coaches all over the field. We've got superstar players. It's a tremendous matchup. As of this moment, I mean, there has been no drama whatsoever in the build-up to this thing. There are no real storylines outside of, will they three-peat? I don't know. I mean, there's no real villain in this, because no one likes either team. And they just did this matchup 2 years ago, so it's kind of snoozy as far as the build-up. But in terms of the
actual football, it was a hell of a game 2 years ago.
Right. I mean, it's one of the best Super Bowls, I think, ever, when they played last time. And I kind of expect that to happen again.
So let's talk about the coaches. Andy Reid, beloved in both cities, right? Considering the success Reed had, and then he goes to Kansas City and just boom, right away wins again, and sort of helps just a little bit when Patrick Mahomes falls in your lap too. So you have Reed, who for a long time, what was Andy Reid's reputation? Can't win the big one. That he, and it probably was unfair the entire time because he would have so much regular season success, but they would come so close to the Super Bowl. Then they had the one year they went, another very entertaining game. They would lose to the Patriots. But now that he's won, and even when they lost the one game to Brady's Bucks, it, even that enhanced his reputation. He wins this one. I mean, we're talking top five, top six, top seven all-time coach. Then we got Sirianni. And we've brought him up before, but it seems like he's viewed as this buffoon, and he's getting into it with players and fans, and he doesn't act the way some people want, and the Philly fans are all over him, and you get critical comments from pretty smart people. And then I just look at what they do, and I got it. Howie Roseman keeps reinventing this team, and it's just littered with talent, especially realizing the core of great teams are offensive and defense alignment. But for a guy who's going to his second Super Bowl in such a short period of time, compared to the other guy who is just absolutely loved in both cities, I think it's such an odd contrast between the two.
Oh, yeah, it definitely is. I mean, with Andy Reid, the fact that he's done it with multiple different quarterbacks, I mean, remember, they were very competitive with Alex Smith. They were in the playoffs every year with Alex Smith. And if I remember correctly, Marcus Mariota threw a touchdown pass to himself that ended up being the reason they were eliminated one year. I mean, they kind of had some crazy things happen in the playoffs when Alex Smith was there. He won with Donovan McNabb, and now you get a quarterback who's better than those two guys, and that's the difference between being remembered as the greatest coach ever or just being a good coach who couldn't win the big one, and that's why those narratives are often kind of silly. But I think on the other side of it, Nick Sirianni is sort of crazy like a fox, because when you look at his coordinators, they are the cream of the crop in the NFL. Vic Fangio, everybody tries to copy the Fangio, but that's like trying to play guitar like Jimi Hendrix. You could sort of sound like it, but not really. Fangio knows that system so perfectly inside and out. And then with Kellen Moore, that he got to be their offensive coordinator, he had led number one offenses in Dallas before they bizarrely moved on from him. So I think even though Sirianni has a strange leadership style and his team always seems to be a little bit at odds with each other, the roster building, the coordinators, the systems that they've built there, are very much deserving. So that's why putting all of it on the head coach all the time is not really fair, I think.
We got about a minute to go. What about Saquon against the Chiefs defense?
Yeah, I think there's two really clear matchups here. I mean, they didn't stop James Cook all that well in the AFC Championship, and that certainly should have you concerned. And then it's the Vic Fangio, let's make him do 14 play drives versus a team that's like, great, we love 14-play drives. And so, yeah, I mean, that's why this matchup is really great. It's not just Mahomes versus the best team. It's also the coordinators, the roster builds. I mean, I'm hopeful that it is going to be an instant classic.
I don't see a scenario where either team blows out the other, do you?
If there's one, it's Philly blowing out KC. I don't think KC can blow out anyone. They always have to win by three. So, but if Philly starts running over them and they can't stop them, it would be similar to what happened in Washington.
Great stuff, sir. Enjoy the game. We'll talk soon.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Matthew Collar, check out Purple Insider right now. Lynn is time check. It's 12:57. Time to get 50% off your insulation projects through the end of February. Major Garrett next. He's after traffic and weather and news. CBS and Mark coming up next.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm, think palm trees, think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.